While you could describe the collective mood in the U.S. as cautiously optimistic, France is going into a third national lockdown to try to stop skyrocketing COVID-19 infections. Schools and almost all stores will be closed, domestic travel limited, and a nightly curfew will continue. It's a move French President Emmanuel Macron had resisted for weeks, despite increasingly desperate calls for action by the doctors in the country's hardest-pressed hospitals. France has not had a good record of dealing with the pandemic, more than 93,000 deaths already, and another 1,000 people dying each week. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. Eleanor, before this, President Macron's government had been stressing a regional approach to dealing with the pandemic. What changed?
Well, what changed is now these new variants are dominant, especially the UK variant, and they're spreading very fast and they're very deadly. So now just, you know, a 7 p.m. nationwide curfew and regional lockdowns are not working. Macron spoke to the nation last night. Here he is.
Si nous faisons ce choix de toucher tout le territoire métropolitain,
so he said, you know, if we're choosing to close down the whole country, it's because no area of the country is spared. Everywhere the virus is spreading faster and faster, and everywhere hospitalizations are rising. Macron called it a race. He said on one side is the vaccine, which gives us hope to get out of this crisis. And on the other side is the propagation of new virus variants spreading across Europe that are more deadly than ever. He called what's happening now with these new variants an epidemic within the epidemic.
Wow. So that's the public health dimension. But what about the economy? I mean, what are the likely effects of another shutdown?
Well, disastrous, of course. You know, bars and restaurants have been closed here since October. You know, stores were allowed to open in December through March 18th, and then regions went into lockdown. But now they're closed across the country, all businesses, with a few exceptions, of course, grocery stores. And that means that's 150,000 businesses up from 90,000. The French government is now spending 11 billion euros a month. That's $13 billion, you know, propping businesses up. That support is to keep, you know, companies from laying people off, to keep them on the payrolls, like in hotels, in the tourism industry, in restaurants. People aren't going to work, but they're being kept on the payrolls to avoid mass layoffs. And, you know, now with schools and daycares closed, some people who have to go out to their jobs can't anymore, so the government has promised to support them as well. So, you know, the debt's going to be huge. It's now been a year. How many of these places will never open up again? But I think, you know, it's all going to have to end, and the dust is going to have to clear for us to see just the scale of it. But it's disastrous for the economy.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Eleanor, how are the French people responding? I mean, you've been tweeting pictures of people gathering in crowds, not wearing masks. It seems like people are tiring of these restrictions.
Yeah, I went walking on the Seine River yesterday, and I was very shocked by a group of young people, exactly how you described. But it's mostly the young people without the masks. I think they're the most frustrated because they haven't felt the effect of this pandemic. But the government has been stressing that ICUs are now full of younger and younger people hit by these new variants, and many of them have no underlying health problems at all. And I would say most of the other people are wearing masks. And yes, people are tired of it, but we know that it's not going to be over until everyone does this hard work. So I think the French, you know, in the hopes of having a somewhat normal summer, they know they have to lock down now. And actually, polls show that many faulted President Macron for not closing down the country earlier.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there is a political component to this, right? I mean, as you say, some people blame the president for not locking down earlier. He has defended his strategy, and now he faces a presidential election next year. So is this latest lockdown kind of an admission of failure on his part?
Well, he wouldn't say that, but he did defend. Yes, he defended last night, not locking down earlier. He said the French, unlike their neighbors, had gained more classroom days, more work days, and more days of freedom. He's had some tension with scientists because they actually called on him to lock down earlier. Macron was clearly hoping the vaccine would save him from having to do a third national lockdown. And many say he's failed, like far-right leader Marine Le Pen, and polls show her rising, and she's likely to be his main opponent next year. So, yeah, many would say he's failed, although I doubt he would at this point.
All right. That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley speaking with us from Paris, where another lockdown is going to affect as there's another spike in COVID-19 infections. Eleanor, thank you.
Thank you.